All right. Thank you for that minor adjustment. Sometimes bringing her back can be very jarring in her reality. So this moment, this body, a moment to reacclimate to our energy. All right, now we're fully integrated. All right, friends. So without further ado, you might want to close your eyes, please, as we now begin the meditation. We want to thank you all for being here with us, your participation, your love. We truly feel you. And so one by one, close your eyes. And you give yourself permission to experience that which is who you are. You see, you are made of love. You have come from love. That is who you are. That's what you're made of. And when you reconfigure yourself, with blood flowing and muscles and form and texture and hand. And let us, before we really get started, we're going to ask you all to mute yourself, please. So there's no doggies in the background or no telephones ringing. Just go ahead and take a moment to mute yourselves. We're going to trust that you're all muted then. And this is so that when you hear the meditation, you will not hear anything else that's going on in the room with anyone else. Be a nice stream of consciousness. And so as you begin to open up that indeed you are spirit, you know this, you've heard this before, and you've also heard that you're having a human experience, we invite you to do this with reverence, joy, with love, with respect to yourself. And we'd like to begin with putting a hand upon your heart. Feeling your own heartbeat, being as still as you possibly can. Your heart beats for you. It will continue to beat, even beating you to your next lifetime. And as you do this, we invite you to see yourself in the most beautiful place in nature that you can imagine. And it's your favorite time of day. Perhaps it's sunset for some of you, or sunrise. But it's your favorite time of day, and you are entering a place that you consider safe. So create this in your imagination, a safe place. It might be filled with beautiful plants and flowers, perhaps crystal towers. Perhaps your favorite coming from the animal kingdom to welcome you. And you begin to open your senses. The senses that you are known, that you are familiar with, your eyes, your ears, your taste, and you begin to open what is unfamiliar. The sensings that you have about yourself that you do not know yet. Your first eye, some call it the third eye, we call it the first eye. Open that eye on your forehead. And with the wave of your hand, you begin to automatically open your chakras, starting from the root. With a wave of your hand, you open all of your chakras, starting with the root, red, moving to orange, moving to yellow, moving to green, moving to blue, moving to violet, and then to white. All of your chakras are open. And you take your hands and you expand your hands and you bring those energy centers, those colors all around you, and you stand in your own magnetic energy. And you look around at where you are in nature. And we invite you now to be fed by the beauty of it all, the power of it all. Look around at the beautiful earth, the blue skies. You've landed where the earth loves herself. Trickling waterfalls, buzzing around birds, the lushness of the plant king. And you feel absolutely fulfilled and in awe of it all. And you make the decision right now to visit this place. The key, your gasoline, is through your imagination. You say to yourself that I have an imagination and I'm going to utilize it. And over in the distance, you look out there, you bring your hand to your forehead, looking over yonder. You see Earth out in the distance. You begin to wonder, well, where am I now? You're on an Earth that you created in your imagination now, but you look out into yonder and you see an Earth. Perhaps it's the Earth that you find in the other reality that is changing. And you see smokestacks. You see a lot of black and dark and gray and red energy, but you also see some light out there. And you make a decision right now, you make a commitment that you want to be part of the healing in some way, you want to be part of the healing. And so you begin to walk to that earth out there, that planet out there. You leave your safe place, walking with all of your great energy around yourself. The favorite time of your day, and you walk out into the field. You see the earth. The earth that's changing, the earth that is polarized. And now in your power, you make a decision to be part of the new world. You don't know what exactly you're going to do, but you make the commitment that you are part of it. And you walk closer and closer and you see in some ways the earth is shaking and there's smoke and you hear gunshots. And yet there's some light over there, way in the corner, there's some light. You see it both because it's both happening, and yet you walk closer. You're looking at your planet now. I want you to use your arms. Bring your arms right out in front of you so if you can hold your Earth. She's right between your hands now. Give yourself permission to bring her light. Just let it flow from you. Each and every one of you can do this. Give her energy. Let the light of unconditional love and acceptance and imagination and beautiful, outrageous possibilities flow from your hands. Be very specific if you want. Something very specific that you would like to see, that you want to be, let's just say, responsible for creating. Fresh waters, clean land, health for all peoples, a greater love for all humanity than had ever been known before. People getting along. Everyone's brother and sister is accepted and loved. Let it bring a smile to your face, the opportunities that abound. seeing yourself in your chosen profession or one that you step into, that you create out of thin air of imagination. Feel it, be it. Let every cell of your being rejoice in its truth to feel it. The earth in the palm of your hands, in the center of your hands, could be the size of a basketball. You're in your power now. And you have come here to be part of this extraordinary transformation. Yes, you, each of you, in your power, in your light, in your love, you have come to be human. To bring about the great transformation of humans on earth. Relish in that. Let it ring through your beingness. And then feed that into the earth. And now take a moment to be very specific. Think about your life every day. What are you going to do different tomorrow? Feel it in every cell of your being. Let it come out of your hands and onto the earth that you hold. And all of you here that come from around the world, imagine yourself now standing in the universe holding your own earth. You're all in a circle now from all over the world. And more come up. And more come up. They come up from the field and more come up. And the circle begins to expand with other humanoids that are part of the transformation. And you scoot over, you make room with joy. Come on, step up, there's room for you. And the circle begins to expand. And now we'd like to play a little game and have you play a game together. Oh, you've done this many times before in your childhood where you throw the ball to your friend and you catch it and throw it. So go ahead and do that. Wherever you are in the universe, simply throw your earth up into the air and let your friend across the universe catch it and throw their earth back and feel your friend's energy, their dreams for the earth. That's right. That's right. Pick the earth up with your fingertips and toss it up into the air, and your friend on the other side of the universe catches your earth, throws it to another, and you begin the game of synergy. Synergy. Synergy and community. One for all and all for one. That's right. You catch the new earth from another friend in the universe and you hold it. You relish the love of the vision that they have and you accept it and pick it up. And with all of your strength and all of your power, you let it go from the top of your fingertips, seeing your earth stretch over to the universe. And another friend catches it. And you're all catching and tossing and catching and tossing. And it is a beautiful light. A new tapestry is being created of light and love starting from each of you. Look at the threads. Look at what's coming from you. Look at the balls of light that you are sharing. Look at what is happening, that it is now happening in front of you. The new earth is now in front of you, and you all join hands, protecting your earth. All of your visions, all of your love, and all of your heart has now been impregnated into the center earth. Watch her grow. And you join in hands in the center of the universe. And all eyes from other planets are watching you in love, with respect, and with honor. We always tell you this is your planet. Although we come to speak with you, although we come to share with you, although we come to give you another point of view, it is your planet. You will be the one to save it, as you were the one to be here in the beginning so many thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Relish in your growth. Relish in who you are. And relish in this time that you are in. It is not a time of fear. For fear is an absence of love. It is a time of great, great love. Expand yourself to be in that love every day. And as you're here, bouncing in the universe, you feel and you recognize that indeed you are supported. No one fell down. You're all there in the universe, hand in hand, arm in arm, viewing the enormity of the light that is around and inside your earth. And you smile to yourself on just how easy it was. And now all of you, hundreds of thousands now that have gathered, you take a step closer to the earth. You take a step closer. So the circle is going to get a little bit smaller. You're going to feel that you're right next to someone. Oh, feel that intimacy, which you haven't felt for a while. Your brothers and sisters right next to you, feeling them now right next to you. Now you take another step forward to the earth. And on the count of five, one, two, three, four, and five, you walk in to the center of the earth and breathe. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Breathing the new earth that you have created. Taking a deep breath in. And exhaling more love, the earth that you have created. Be in it now, friends. Don't wait for anyone to give you permission to start living. Don't wait for the politicians or the news broadcasters telling you, oh, it's all over. Start living it now, today. The next moment, tomorrow, to be in the energy. And that's how you become the masters, the architects, the archetypes of your world. Sounds too easy? The more that you do this, the more that you revisit this, it will become the norm. Take a notice on how you're feeling right now. The exuberance, the power, the ease, the elegance, the joy. This is you. This is your authentic self. We'd like for you now to call upon a master self. That's right, a master self. Go ahead, a few little few little clicks on your forehead, few little taps. I'm calling upon a master cell, and let the master cell appear to you in your first eye. And breathe the feelings that you feel right now into the master cell. Exhale. Into the master cell. Watch the cell change in color, change in form. We'll do it two more times, breathing in exactly how you're feeling now. Into the cell. And one more time, breathing in all of what you are feeling now. Your hope, your love, your imagination, your power, your creativity, and breathe it in to the master cell and ask the master cell to find every other cell in your being and procreate to match the same magnificence of the master cell. And so it is. And so it is. This is your authenticity. When you feel like this, this is the state of all creation and how we would suggest you create your reality from. Beautiful, magnificent. We feel your love, and in gratitude, we give it back. To each of you, to all of you, no matter where you are on the globe, we feel you. We see you. And we honor you in your humanness. We honor you in all that you are, in any form, in any way. We are Syria family. And as we always say, we offer our love to you. And when you've had enough, we have even more. Sending to you light from our world to utilize in whatever way that you choose. The gift comes open-ended for you. And so we're going to bring our channel back to conclude the recording. And we would just ask that you all remain muted during this time. We're going to bring the channel back. We're going to say good evening to you. For indeed, as we said in the beginning, it was and it is our pleasure.